T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you are listening to a very special Hockman and Crowder show today because we've got a best of for you. And if you listened in the 2 o'clock hour, I think you enjoyed it. And this 3 o'clock hour is going to get wild and woolly. And the first thing we're going to play here in the 3 o'clock hour has to do with what you heard in the last segment, last hour, when Brady Quinn revealed that he does not like to eat snacks. So we've got some good ones this hour because John Clayton, and this was just a couple days ago, and this was wild to me. We're going to play Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker this hour from National Beer Day. Remember, that was an appearance.
There was people tweeting me, maybe Ross might not want to reveal these stories. Ross was going in.
And then we'll review Tyler Hero's cereal. What were they? Fruit Hoops. Fruit Hoops. Fruit we did Hoops. That live on the air. We're going to have some fun this hour. Let's get headlines real quick with Alejandro Solana.
Los Marlins, they play the Diamondbacks tonight, 6:40 p.m. first pitch. That's at Lone Depot Park.
Yeah.
Heat, T-Wolves tomorrow night, 8 p.m. tip-off. Hopefully Hawk does not jinx the Heat this time versus Minnesota.
You better not. If you say it, you better not say it.
But don't forget. Don't forget Saturday night. We bet the Jimmy Butler under because I knew they were going to have an easy time at Cleveland and they were going to rest the starters in the fourth quarter. And bingo, bango, boom, we collected on that ticket. So get off.
There's an old country saying, a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again, Hawk. I'm jinxing us with this starter sitting thing.
Is Minnesota still bad? Have they turned it around a little bit, Solana?
Yeah, I would say they've turned it around a little bit. I mean, they're still bad. That's a bad team. Right. But right. Not as bad as the record indicates.
Well, it's definitely a rest your starters in the fourth quarter game tomorrow night, no doubt.
And before anybody researches their record the last 10 games, I haven't paid attention to Minnesota at all.
I knew when you gave the answer. All right, anything else in the headlines?
I mean, you guys don't pay me to pay attention to the T-Wolves, to be fair. So. The Panthers, they're
That's
off until
of
Saturday.
Point. That's a great point. That really is a great point.
Second to last regular season game. They host the Lightning. I've said it pretty much every day now this week. They control their own destiny. They beat the Lightning on Saturday and on Monday. They lock up the second seed in the Central Division.
They're going to the playoffs regardless, so let's go Cats.
Your weather from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. It'll drop to around the mid-70s. That is your weather.
So in the last segment, if you were listening, the last segment of the 2 o'clock hour, Brady Quinn, who comes on with us a lot, revealed to us that he does not eat snacks. And I thought that was a pretty shocking revelation. I think this happened this week on the show, right? This was on Monday. Yeah. Yeah, because we were talking to John Clayton about the NFL draft. John Clayton from the Washington Post came on with us, talk about the NFL draft, how the Dolphins did. And at the end of the interview, I always like to lob something weird into the conversation
no.
with Clayton. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, no, it's true. I always like to put something strange into the end of the conversation with Clayton. And White Castle, if you remember on Monday this week, White Castle had just opened in Orlando, and the line was 6 hours long. And so I figured, oh, let me ask Clayton if he's ever had White Castle. And that got him to reveal that he only eats one meal a day, which I was just blown away by. So here's a segment we affectionately call John Clayton Eats Only One Meal a Day. Well, we try to keep the segment titles very, very easy to understand what you're going to hear. Here it is. This happened on Monday, but it's worth a little listen. John Clayton, you can read his work in the Washington Post. We know you live in Seattle, so I don't know if you've ever had White Castle or not. Are you a fan of White Castle hamburgers? Have you ever not had? Or you never had it?
Well, I had them in Pittsburgh. I mean, so I used to eat there. I don't know where we have the in Seattle where we have one, because I haven't seen one in ages. But I know back in Pittsburgh, I like going to the White Castle.
Yeah, it's mostly Midwest, but they're opening one today in Orlando. It's like a 5,000 square foot White Castle, and we were just reading about it. So the line right now in Orlando is 6 hours in your car to get a White Castle slider. You can get a maximum of 12. So I'm wondering, is there any food in your mind worth waiting 6 hours for?
No, not one piece of food. I would not wait 6 hours. I mean, one thing that can be troubling is, like, for example, you know, I live in Renton, Washington. Actually, I live real close to the Seahawks, about a 10-minute walk. But in Renton, not near here, but in the area of Renton, we just got our first Chick-fil-A. Now, again, Chick-fil-A, there's about three or four other spots around. But, I mean, it's tough enough with Chick-fil-A, because what ends up happening is that they destroy traffic. Because what happens is such a backup to waiting to get into Chick-fil-A. But my wife absolutely loves this stuff, and in fact, when I take her to the doctor on Wednesday, we're going to stop at Chick-fil-A and get her some stuff. So, it's just great stuff.
Now, what if you pulled up to the Chick-fil-A? We know how much you love your wife. What if you pulled up to the Chick-fil-A and it looked like it was a 40-minute wait? Would you wait?
Depends. Probably not, because it's at some point when we go to the doctor, I have to be back by 4 o'clock on the ISDN line to try to do a radio hit. So that makes it real tough.
Do you like Chick-fil-A? I kind of feel like Chick-fil-A is a little bit overrated, although I love the waffle fries.
Basically, yeah. Give me more details than we all probably need. Is that I'm pretty much a one meal a day guy, right? So, like, for example, I'll go out tonight and, as soon as I do my 4 o'clock radio hit, and then, you know, get something to eat, get something for my wife, maybe get something for the caregiver. But, because, you know, it's like, trying to maintain my thin body, I only eat one meal a day.
What? Wait a second
gotta
here.
You're talking about the four. Sexy.
You're talking about 4 o'clock.
The sexy, Hawk.
You're talking 4 o'clock in Seattle, right? Because it's 1:30
there
now.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in Seattle, right? Here. Yeah, 4 o'clock. So 4:23, I'll get in the car, and I think it's going to be Applebee's tonight, but we'll see.
But have you not eaten anything today?
No, nothing.
Zero, nothing?
I mean, there's one day Sunday where I'll meet a couple people for breakfast, and that's like the only meal before dinner I'll have, and that's on a Sunday.
Wow, so but like a cup of coffee. You had a cup of coffee today.
Oh, yeah, I'll have one or two cups of coffee. One of our caregivers is always good in at least having some peanuts available, so I may start to munch on the peanuts. But overall, it's just one meal a day.
And you're not hungry throughout the day?
No, not really.
Huh. You find this fascinating,
you get yourself in that pattern.
It blows my mind, but John, it's sexy. Like I said, preserve the sexy, baby, whatever it takes.
Absolutely. Doing the best you can to keep that.
Yes.
What about watching TV tonight? Will you knock down a pint of ice cream?
No, I'm not a dessert person.
What? I mean,
occasionally I'll have a dessert. I'm not a dessert person.
Mm. This is like fascinating.
Brady Quinn told us he doesn't eat snacks. If it's not during a meal, he won't eat.
Brady Quinn can fly from the East Coast to the West Coast. If it's not a meal, he will not snack on a single pretzel.
Wow. Yeah, so I'll take the snacks. Maybe occasionally I'll take a piece of chocolate. But it's one meal a day, and that's it.
Wow, I am fascinated by that.
My belly button's about 4 or 5 inches deep, John. That's, and I know why, because I, yeah.
I wow, I'm just fascinated by it. I like to graze all day though. I could go, I could skip meals, but I like to graze all day. You don't like to graze all day? You just one meal.
Well, I understand. It's like, it's a different time right now. It's like, you know, since the pandemic started in February of last year, you know, I'm always in the house. The only time I'm not in the house is in the early evening, and I do it early so that there's not a lot of people in the restaurant. And then, unfortunately, tomorrow looks like we're going to go back to phase two, so our 50% in dining goes down to 25%, which is going to make it tougher. But hey, you have to deal with it, and it's like not as fortunate as some states that say, okay, let's go to phase four, and everything's going to be open.
And welcome to Florida.
He's a better man than us.
Yeah, I know.
He's just a better man than us, Hawk. That's what we have to admit.
Why? Because he eats one meal a day? That makes him a better man?
Because he has self-control. Because, yeah, yes, he makes he's a better man.
I don't know if that makes – does that make you a better man than us, Clayton?
No, it's just a decision on my part, and it seems to work because –
yeah, no, I think it works on you, obviously, but I don't think that makes him a better man than us, Crowder. I don't know what kind of leap you're making there.
No, John, you're being modest, John.
I'm going to disagree on that. All right, John Clayton, that is fascinating. John Clayton, read his work in the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, or the Washington Post app. Thank you for your time, John. We always appreciate it.
Okay, guys, thanks.
There you go. That is fascinating to me.
Hawk, that's a better man than us.
Why?
Because we have no control. We're going to eat. You're going to eat 100 Cheez-Its tonight. I'm going to sit down and drink a big bottle of lemonade from Publix and snack on gummy bears all night long. And it's not good for us. And it's going to make us fat. And he has self-control to keep his weight down and stay healthier than us. That's a better human being.
Disagree. What's so healthy about eating at Applebee's? I think you're totally mischaracterizing what John Clayton's not telling you that he lives by some sort of healthy lifestyle. He's only eating one meal a day. Jimmy, do you think that that makes John Clayton a better man than us?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Lost Jimmy That's on this. Solana? Solana, do you think that makes John Clayton a better man than us?
No shot, I'm with you, and now I understand why he didn't want to try my croquetas at Radio Row in South Beach.
He always gets it. He gets himself in the story, won't he? He'll pull himself right back in the story.
Well, you insulted him by offering him croquetas. It wasn't his meal time.
He ducked me all week, and I thought it was something
personal. But now you know why. Wow. All right, that happened earlier this week. John Clayton, I love that dude. I love talking football with that guy, but we always get a little kooky at the end, and that was a wild revelation from John Clayton. He does not eat more than one meal a day. All right, we're going to continue having fun this afternoon, a little best of Hockman and Crowder. Now, speaking of fun, hurricane season starts in June. It's not fun, but I will tell you, it's not as bad when you've got PGT custom windows and doors throughout your house. And it's why I always recommend calling BNT Impact Windows and Doors. It's time to get the ball rolling so that PGT custom windows and doors can be a reality in your home. Look, we're less than a month away from hurricane season, like I say. You need to call my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. And if you don't get the hurricane impact windows and doors installed for this hurricane season, you certainly will. I mean, you will before the hurricane season is over if you call now. You might not have it there for June 1st, but you will get them in. But think about all the future hurricane seasons. I mean, hurricane season comes every year. You want to be prepared. PGT Custom Windows and Doors, not only do they make your home safer, they make your home look nicer as well. All new windows and doors and sliders, and can't beat that. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Their phone number is 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com and make PGT custom windows and doors a reality in your home for hurricane season. All right, we've got more fun stuff coming up here as we do a little best of Hockman and Crowder. Next segment, Ross Tucker joined us for National Beer Day. This is a segment you are not going to want to miss. It comes next year on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Why you got a 12-car garage when you only got six cars?
Hawk and Crowder.
You are tuned today to a very special Hockman and Crowder show because we wanted to have some fun today since there's no Panthers or Heat tonight. There was no Panthers or Heat last night. Kind of a slowish day. I think all the NFL draft grades have been gone over by us ad nauseum. So I think we're clear today just to have a little bit of fun. So you heard in the last segment, if you were listening, John Clayton talking about how he eats only one meal a day. We have another guy that comes on the show fairly frequently named Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker Crowder is a man's man.
Oh, yeah. Man all the way through, bro. That's my dude, too. Yes, frat boy. Frat boy is the best way.
Frat boy for life. Ross Tucker went to Princeton. He's an Ivy League dude, played in the NFL for 6 or 7 years, and he's an excellent broadcaster now. But a couple months ago, we were celebrating National Beer Day. And I remember Solana said, you know, a couple days beforehand, we should get Ross Tucker on for National Beer Day because we have never had someone tell more beer drinking stories than Ross Tucker. And Solana hit a home run with this idea. This is truly one of my favorite interviews ever. Ross Tucker joined us on National Beer Day. Well, it's National Beer Day, and we would be remiss if we didn't bring on Ross Tucker. I mean, it would be a huge radio mistake. So we go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So we love talking with Ross Tucker on this show, and ostensibly it's always to talk about football, but usually it ends up being about anything but that. And today it's not even like we're not even pretending. He played college football at Princeton. So, and then he goes undrafted, but goes on to play 7 years in the NFL. And he's got a million projects and broadcasting jobs, but he is on today because it's National Beer Day. And from my recollection, Ross Tucker is the most prodigious beer drinker that we have ever spoken with. And so I wanted to make sure we did the day its due justice by bringing him on. So he's with us. Hello, Ross.
Hey, guys. Well, here's what's funny about what you just said, okay? So, number one, I do these things on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, on Twitter and Instagram. I either do show me your beer or show me your fridge. So hashtag show me your beer, hashtag show me your fridge. Usually, when it's like a Friday or Saturday night or whenever, I'll take a picture of the beer I'm drinking, and it is so fun to see all the replies back I get. The same thing when I say, show me your fridge. I mean like the beer fridge to see what guys are packing, so to speak. But I did not know until late morning it was National Beer Day because I tweeted a picture of a pear, and I happen to believe – I've gotten into pears lately. It's a long story, but I've gotten into pears.
I love pears.
You know what? This is the truth. And look, you're the only people that know this, and you can feel free to make fun of me, okay? Because I drink so much beer, I have really bad acid reflux. So the doctor was like, you should cut out beer. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening. So then we went over my diet, and he's like, no strawberries, no blueberries. And I ate a lot of apples. He's like, nah, apples aren't great either. I'm like, all right, I can do without apples. So I recently switched from apples to pears. I had no idea. I mean, I never really ate that many pears. Pears are delicious. Like, you can't eat it too early or it's like hard. You can't wait too long or it's like a mushy, soft mess. But if you eat a pear at the exact right time, it's like God's candy. I mean, it's like a frothy, juicy, glorious taste explosion in your mouth. I now believe, after 42 years on this earth, that the pear is the number one most underrated fruit in the galaxy.
But he's right there, Crowder, in the fact that you have such a small window to get the pear right. If you get it right and you hit the window, it's the greatest thing you'll ever eat. But if you're just outside that window, it's you don't know what's happening.
I have a 45-minute window on produce? Bro, y'all are crazy.
It's worth it.
No, you know
it's
what,
worth
Channing,
it when you hit
is,
it right.
This is the issue. Like, these are legitimate issues that need to be discussed. I mean, a pear probably only has 2 good days. It's almost like – you know, my wife always gets the big thing of bananas because my daughters supposedly like bananas. Well, they don't really eat very many. So what happens is by day four, there's like four or five brown-looking bananas, and they look like crap, and I feel compelled to not waste them. So I'll average 2.5 bananas a day of like the mushy brown bananas just because I don't want to let the food go to waste. So, you know, that's why the apple's so good, is because the apple has real staying power. Like the apple's like the Patriots, right? Whereas, you know, the pear is like Baker Mayfield. Like everything's got to be perfect for it to go well.
You know what, Ross, you brought it up with the big, because they've made me feel like an alcoholic today, because we read a story where 65% of beer drinkers only drink 1 to 4 beers a week. And I think that is ridiculous. Ross, I'm going a 6-pack a night. There's no way I'm not drinking 1 or 2 beers. What is a normal week for Ross Tucker with the beer?
So this is a great question, too. So last week, I had my first vacation in a year. I went to Deer Valley, Utah skiing because for whatever reason, like I can't play hoops. Even golf hurts my back, but I can ski. So I went to Deer Valley skiing. I had at least 10 beers for 6 straight days, at least 10 beers a day for 6 straight days. But that was on vacation. When I'm home, you know, it really varies based on whether or not I go out to eat. Like tonight, it's 70 and nice, so I'm taking my family out to eat. Like, I know that that's every day for you guys, jealous, but it's not as common here in Pennsylvania. So I will have 2 beers at dinner tonight, maybe 3, but definitely 2. And I would say that that's typical if it's, like, out to eat with the family. Now, if I'm going out to eat with friends, I mean, well, first of all, if I'm going out to eat with friends, okay, I have a beer before I leave the house. What? Then, depending on how far away the restaurant is, I might have a roadie, totally legally. I don't know if it's legal, but whatever. You guys are in Miami. They can't get me. Anyway, I might take
no
a roadie.
Anyway. Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And then, so by the time I get to the restaurant, I've had 2. And if I'm out with, like, friends, it's going to be 4 or 5 at least. But you got to understand, Channing, I'm not drinking those 3% little wussy beers that you drink. You know what I mean? Like I'm drinking hammers, bro. I'm drinking 8-9% double IPAs. I'm not drinking, you know, I know what you probably drink. I'm drinking some real beers that have 8-10% alcohol in them.
I will, if I'm going out drinking with my friends, I will generally have 1 pair before they come over. And I may bring a pair in the car for a roadie. Pair roadie, of course.
I've seen you leave beer on the table, which just grinds my gears.
Yeah, my wife says to me, when I go out with Crowder, my wife always says to me, she goes, don't forget, you're not as big as him, and you cannot keep up with him. I know, honey. I'm not.
I remember in high school, we used to get so mad. Like, if the keg we got or whatever, if there was like, even if there was foam at the top and people would like pour out the foam, we would get so mad. We'd be like, dude, there's alcohol in there. You don't pour out, we're in high school. You don't pour out the foam off the top of a beer. Or, you know, which still bums me out, you know, we give the girls beers in high school and they would drink like half and then it'd be warm. You know, the party's over, and there's like 40 warm, half-filled floaters around. Well, listen, I consider it my civic duty to not let those go to waste. So I would go around drinking all these like Miller Lite or whatever half-drank bottles of warm Miller Lite with lipstick on them.
And you're getting a kiss. You're somewhat getting a kiss too.
This is exactly why we had to have Ross Tucker on National Beer Day.
Guys, the stories are nonstop. This is the truth, okay? Summer before 9th grade, knew my parents were going away. At the time, we really didn't like the flavor. And by the way, if you're under 21, like, I'm just kidding, this didn't really happen, blah, 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 you know, follow all the rules.
Eat a pear.
Okay, but summer before 9th grade, Okay, my parents are away. We know my parents are going away. We didn't really love the taste of beer because I just don't think you do at that age. And, you know, the girls wouldn't drink it. Like, they wouldn't drink the beer. So I got one of my buddy's older brothers to get us a couple six packs of Zima. Okay. But my parents weren't going to wait till later in the day. So we dug a hole in my backyard and buried the Zimas. And then like 5 hours later, when my parents left, we came back. I wouldn't let anybody turn any of the lights on. We were sitting on my back deck drinking piss warm Zima, thinking this was the greatest night of our life. Like, we had made it. It doesn't get any better than this. Does not get any better than piss warm Zima when you're 14 and a half years old on my back deck in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania.
How did you get into Princeton, Ross?
A combo of doing very well on standardized testing and being 6'4 and a half, 250, and pretty mobile. Pretty athletic
right,
and mean.
Because right. we've said this before. Ross Tucker, who played at Princeton and then in the NFL, we said this last time we talked with you, or the time before maybe, that you think of Ivy League students as pencils in the shirt pocket and all-night study groups. And I understand you were on the football team, but it's not the case, according to you, right? That was some of the hardest
So here's what I would say. There's a lot of people on campus like that. And when I went on my first visit as a junior, I remember walking around Princeton's campus with my parents, and like some of the kids were talking to themselves and stuff. And I just thought, no way, I'm not doing it. And my parents were big time partiers. So my mom's like, Ross, you would not be one of these people walking around on a Friday night at 6 o'clock. You would be at happy hour. I'm like, great point, Mom. Great point. So what I tell people is there's plenty of what you described, Hawk, like plenty of those people, but most of the athletes, like, so I was from Reading, Pennsylvania, way before I went to Princeton when I was 18 years old, right? So what happened is I got to the point where I found out Penn State wasn't going to give me a scholarship, and my scholarships were to like William and Mary in Delaware. And I thought, if I can go to Princeton or Harvard because of football, like, I got to go. And so there's a lot of guys like me, like, you know, from Chicago or from the coal region, like wherever, like same, like, I don't know if you guys saw, but a couple weeks ago, I had my boy Fitz, Ryan Fitzpatrick, on the Ross Tucker podcast. And dude, he was telling the story of how he proposed to his wife at McDonald's. Right after I got done the interview, he literally texted me a picture of breakfast corn dogs he had just made for his seven kids. Like Fitz, if you guys go back, watch on YouTube or whatever, just Google it. By the way, he said unbelievable things about Tua, which I thought were really nice. But if you go back and watch the interview, like with his beard and just me, like you would never in a million years think he went to Harvard and I went to Princeton. You just, like, you would never think that. But that's what we like. Like, that's why people call me a meathead sometimes. I'm like, yes, correct, but I'm an Ivy League meathead, okay? Or make sure you call me Ivy League meathead or two-time academic All-American meathead. It's okay to be smart or go to a good school and still embrace the finer things in life like food and beer. Like, you can do both.
And the Funky Buddha Brewery, I don't know if you ever had it, Ross, but Hop Gun. You got to try the Hop Gun. And the owners just text because they're listening, and he said, remind me that there's 7% alcohol in the Hop Gun, which is my favorite. So, yes, you got to try the Funky Buddha
and here's
Hop
the
Gun.
Thing. And here's the thing, Hawk, right? Like, you guys bust my chops about the Ivy League and Princeton. Channing's the smart one. Do you know that Channing just got a year's supply from Funkabuda Brewery for saying that right then? A year's supply. That guy is going to give him a year's supply of the 7% hammers that he just brought up from Funkabuda Brewery somewhere in Florida. Sounds delicious. By the way, if you email me Funkabuda Brewery, you can send it to my house. I don't know what the rules are, but you can do it. And but that's why Channing's smart. Like, he acted like it was just part of the conversation. That wasn't part of the conversation. That was Channing Crowder just getting paid right there in beers.
That's a savvy broadcast professional. As Ross Tucker knows from the meat, they don't have them during COVID anymore, but the media food spreads. Like, you got to take advantage of being a broadcaster, and that's part of it.
Yes. But I got to ask one quick thing. Ross, we've talked about it before. I drank 12 beers and 4 shots in an hour out of a beer funnel. I've seen a guy do the Edward 40 hands, 80 ounces, and you can't take the tape off your hands. What's the biggest beer feat you've ever seen accomplished?
Oh, man. There's a lot. I mean, I've told you guys before that Brady's the best chugger I've ever seen.
Yes.
it would be hard for me to pick one. You know what's pretty legit, actually? It's harder than you think it is, the power hour. You guys ever do a power hour?
We used to do that in college. We used to have a power hour before we go out. I'd be dumping them over my shoulder.
It's a shot of beer every minute.
Yeah.
It actually, what happens is like you're inhaling so much that you get bloated. Like you get the hiccups or you get bloated. I know when I got into my fraternity, I chugged a 40. That's not easy. Because it's one thing, Channing, if it's in a funnel, right? Like, if it's in a funnel, okay. But to chug a 40 out of a bottle while you've got 25 guys yelling at you, and if you spill, they're going to spit on you, that's not easy, bro.
It's so hard to believe you were in a fraternity, Ross. It just doesn't seem like your personality.
Hey, no joke. I was president of the fraternity, and guess who was the president right before me?
Who?
Kyle Brandt from NFL Network.
Oh, is he a partier? I love that dude.
He was my he was our running back. He was good. He was my roommate. We were fraternity brothers.
Ivy League
he
running
was my
back?
Roommate.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he was a good Ivy League running back. Like, our first game sophomore year, he had over 100 yards against Cornell when they opened the stadium. Yeah, he never talks about it, but he was a legit Ivy League player. Like, he was good.
He is so good on Good Morning Football. He jumps off.
You know why? You know why? Because number one, he's creative, and number two, they let him do stuff. Like, so many of the other shows are just so formulaic and so buttoned up. Like, they let him do crazy, funny stuff, which is amazing. I remember. So, just so you guys know how much of a meathead I really am, right? He would leave. He would miss some of spring ball because he was an actor. Like, he'd be like in a play. So he would leave like a spring practice at Princeton in April, like a half hour early, and I would get mad at him about that. I'd be like, dude, you got no pride, you got no loyalty. Like, where's your commitment?
Right. You didn't want to room with that guy.
But every time he was in a play, I would go there. I would sit in the front row at a play at Princeton with like a 6-pack of Natty Light. And all of the other students would just be appalled as I'm watching, like, Hamlet or Thoreau. I don't even know what they're called. And I'm just sitting there crushing Natty Light pounders at a Princeton school play.
What is wrong with
you? Out of a paper bag.
Who goes to the theater like that? What are you doing?
Ross Tucker.
I was 19 and I was 20. And I knew right afterwards I was going out. And I couldn't go out like stone cold sober. I had to hit the ground running.
You couldn't throttle it back for one half a Hamlet? I mean, what are we doing here?
Listen. This wasn't like Broadway in New York, okay? These were like Princeton students. I knew what I was getting into. I was there to support my friend, and I was allowed to drink while I was supporting my friend.
There you go, Ross Tucker. People are texting in. We should have you on all the time. Here are some of the texts. Let this guy go for the rest of the show. Ross Tucker is the real-life booger from Revenge of the Nerds. You are. You are like, that's a perfect characterization right there. You should definitely get this guy on more often. Great interview. I love Ross Tucker. You need to have him on every day. It goes on and on. Ross Tucker, what a great guest. Thank you for making time for us, Ross. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. See you, dudes.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got to go. Tony La Russa's picking me up.
Hawk and Crowder.
It is Hockman and Crowder. It's a best of Thursday. We'll be doing our regular show tomorrow, but today just a little best of, a little treat for you. So we had National Beer Day in the last segment with Ross Tucker. In the first segment of the 3 o'clock hour, we had John Clayton eating only one meal a day. So I figured I would kind of round out this hour with something else food related, and it's Tyler Hero. You remember Tyler Hero released a cereal. What was this? Maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Yeah. Two, 3 months ago, yeah, and y'all paid like $400 a box for it or something crazy, right?
Yeah. I ordered it online. The day they announced, I ordered it online, got two boxes for $25, and then sent another two boxes to Solana for $25. And then all of a sudden, like 3 weeks later, it was available at Winn-Dixie for $3. But whatever. We had some fun with it.
Support our heroes.
Yeah, that's right. Our Tyler heroes. I invited my son on the air, and Solana also had a bowl of the Tyler Hero Fruit Hoops in the studio. So we all tried this cereal live on the air and see if it was, you know, worth a few bucks here and there. So here we go. We are all trying Tyler Hero cereal on the air live and giving you our honest reviews. Excited about this. Are you excited, Crowder?
Very excited. I'm looking at Solana. I'm looking at DJ.
Oh,
I'm looking at y'all.
I forgot you can watch. I forgot.
Yeah, I'm jacked up. So,
all right. So we're on Instagram Live. Hello, Instagram. It's my son DJ, and we're going to eat this Tyler Hero cereal. So if you want to watch us, we're on Instagram Live. Wait a second. Can I see it? Because I want to see what Solana looks like. I'll hand it right back to you. My wife is working the camera. Hey, look at you. Looking all good there, Solana. All right. Here we go. So Tyler Hero has come out with, and we're on the 790, the Ticket Miami Instagram page. Tyler Hero has come out with this limited edition collector's box, Heroes Fruit Hoops. Mm-hmm. And we believe that they should be called Heroes, but regardless, he chose it. Or at least Hoop Loops. I don't get the whole concept, but regardless, it's for charity. It says right here on the box, the T Hero Foundation is dedicated to inspiring and improving the lives of the heroes of tomorrow. The foundation focuses on initiatives that promote physical play, wellness, and creativity by providing resources and opportunities to these individuals. And for more information, you can visit therofoundation.org. therofoundation.org. The interesting thing about this box of cereal, which we're about to try, is that it says Fruit Hoops naturally flavored with other natural flavors. What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody really knows.
Right, I'm gonna make open any these. Sense.
Have you opened your box yet, Solana?
I just did right now. I just opened up my box. I'm putting the box to the camera so everybody can see what it looks like. And
did y'all just ruin your resale value?
I definitely cannot resell this box of cereal. I mean, if there was a resale value, yes, I've just ruined it. All right, pour yourself a little bowl here of Heroes. Have you poured your bowl yet? Let me get the sound there.
I can't seem to throw one in.
You can.
Oh, Hawk, what y'all go. Got? What is that, 2% milk, Hawk?
Yeah, 2%. Why? What do you drink?
Come on. Whole man, red cap.
Whole milk. Oh, my God. No red wonder cap. You're dying.
DJ wants the red cap. I can see it in his eyes.
What do you think about mine, Crowder? A little silk, almond milk, less sugar.
Almond milk.
Only 50
almond milk.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Almond milk.
Almond milk.
Here we go.
You got to get us a cow.
Put a little milk here. Pour the milk in yours, Solana. Have you done that yet?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Here you go, DJ. A little milk. A little milk in mine.
Silk almond.
All right.
You want to hear the milk?
My wife is making fun of you behind the camera for drinking almond milk. Go ahead, DJ. You take the first bite, and let's see.
And tell Laura he's not even in shape to be drinking milk like that. Uh-oh.
Those taste like normal Fruit Loops.
Just regular
I'm not
Fruit
gonna
Loops?
Lie, yeah.
Yeah, and you like Fruit Loops.
I do.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Solana, you go ahead. Take a little bite, and I'm gonna take a bite as well.
Yeah, DJ's right. It just tastes like like normal, like a box of Fruit Loops.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally nothing different between. Now, here, I'll tell you what the difference is. And again, this is for charity. And so I invite everyone to donate to the T-Hero Foundation, Tyler Hero. We love Tyler Hero. And obviously, the charitable endeavor, this is how I feel about Girl Scout cookies. I don't like Girl Scout cookies, but buy them. Support the Girl Scouts. Here's the difference between Fruit Loops and Tyler Hero's Fruit Hoops. Two boxes of these cost me $25, and Fruit Loops, I believe, would probably cost me about a quarter of that. But this is for a good cause. Let's get a rating here. One out of 100, DJ. What are you giving Tyler Hero's Fruit Hoops?
I mean, regular Fruit Loops, I feel like they're up there. They're a good cereal, but I don't know. I feel like Tyler Hero's, I don't know why I call them that, but I think it's like I'll say 75.
75 wow. out of 100.
Okay, okay.
So that's I'm going to take another bite here just to
okay.
see.
To reassess. Are the colors different?
They're the same colors.
Same colors?
Yeah,
do you notice any? If I poured out, we should do a blind taste test on Fruit Loops and Fruit Hoops
yes.
and see
yes.
if that is it possible that Tyler Hero is literally buying boxes of Fruit Loops, pouring them out, and then repackaging. It's almost like War Dogs, where they're repackaging the Chinese ammunition in different
bags. Hand for $20 more.
Tyler Hero's a genius. Do you
Tyler
notice
is War
any,
Dog in the Fruit Loops?
You notice any difference between Fruit Loops and Fruit Hoops?
I'll tell you later when I shoot.
All right. Hey, when he hits the basketball court, if he's knocking them down, then we know Tyler Hero's Fruit Hoops.
Y'all can you know what I know. Y'all ain't stopping eating them. All y'all continue to eat your Fruit Hoops.
Yeah. Well, this is our dinner.
Don't do that to DJ. DJ, you want some protein, don't you, DJ?
Remember my friend Stu Hornsby? I don't have my phone. My friend Stu Hornsby sees us at events sometimes. He heard me say at the beginning of the show that this was going to be me and DJ's dinner, and he Venmo'd me $7.50. And said, please take the kid out for at least a hot dog and a soda or something if times are tough. So thank you, Stu. Yeah. What do you think, Solana? 1 out of 100.
Well, I didn't want to give it a great rating because I feel like what you said, right? These are just Fruit Loops with a Tyler Hero box. But I just ate the whole thing. Crowder's right. I couldn't stop eating them. I'm going to give these. I want it to go 69, Hawk. But I'm going to give these. I'm going to give these a 3 out of 100. A 3 wow. out of 100.
A 3 out of 100.
I love Fruit
Which
Loops.
Is really, that's the highest rating on our show.
Right.
3 out of 100.
And to be fair, Hawk, you bought these for me. So I put zero money into this box. I'm
that's
impressed.
True.
I'm impressed by the Hero's.
Again, not Hero's. Would have made more sense. Not Hero's. I will say this. I don't like Fruit Loops. At least I didn't think I did. But now I've found that I'm a big fan of Fruit Loops. These are delicious.
Well, seems like we had a breakthrough there. Y'all didn't question them anymore after we
you
locked
find
in.
The easiest, the best way to eat cereal is to make a lot of noise and slurp the milk?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it makes the cereal taste better.
Are you using a plastic spoon, plastic spoon, Hawk, or are you using a silver spoon?
Why the hell would I have plastic spoons in my house?
Oh, no.
I'm cereal, in my house.
Cereal tastes better with a plastic spoon. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows
what?
That. Yeah.
What? What? What are you talking about? If I ate anything in my house off plastic silverware, what are you doing?
Plastic spoon is the way to eat cereal. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
Solana, aren't you metal straw guy?
Yeah, what are you doing? That goes right into the landfill.
Yeah, you're killing the sea turtles, whatever you tell me all the time.
I have one reusable plastic spoon that I reuse every time I eat cereal.
Reusable.
I'm drinking the milk right out of the jug right now, much to my wife's horror. That's the way I drink the milk. Well, this was delicious.
Oh, listen, don't show out for us and get in no trouble. Don't show out for us and get in no trouble.
I also
mess up.
And going to give the Tyler Fruit Hoops, the Hero Fruit Hoops, 3 out of 100. Solana, can you play our Burger King funnel cake review so people understand what we're talking about and so I can eat this bowl of Fruit Hoops?
I will. I will play it right now.
It's all right. You know, it's not completely horrible. If I had to rate it out of 100, I'd say a 3 out of 100. I wouldn't say this is actually that good.
Okay. There you go. 3 out of 100. You wouldn't say it's actually that good. DJ, the Heat and the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Heat are going for 7 in a row. Heat, what'd you say, Solana? 3.5-point favorites?
3.5-point favorites tonight. Jimmy Butler's questionable.
Jimmy Butler questionable. DJ, Heat -3.5 or Hawks +3.5?
I think you got to go Heat.
Yeah, I think Heat is the play tonight. I think 7 in a row. Or are they? They've won 6 in a row. Yeah, they've won 7. That's right. DJ's got the culture. Heat culture right there. Look at that. The Hawkman men. All right. We're fans. We're fans of these. Everybody likes them?
I just get normal fruit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I'm a fan.
Well, I'm going to do some good for Tyler Hero. It's a lot of damn chewing. It's been about 4 or 5 minutes and y'all still chewing.
Oh. I mean, Hawk, you want to send over a couple more boxes? No problem.
Well, remember, we saw it. There's some other celebrity cereals. Hold on. I'm going to look at this online. Do you remember where we found this? And there was a website. Remember there was other stuff on there? Tyler Hero cereal. Let me see here. Yeah, Fruit Hoops. There's some other stuff up on here.
I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this Instagram Live. The best thing going right now is DJ. Y'all boys is ridiculously
terrible. Here are some of the other products. Gronk Flakes. Mm-mm. Dog Pound Crunch. Oh, Marinos. Look at that. Marinos. Did you know Dan Marino had? I can hear Solana chewing now. That's great.
That's nasty.
Something about eating cereal.
Y'all eat like raccoons. Mm.
Hawk is right. Oh. Crowder. You got it.
Hey, your guy Chad Johnson's got Ocho Cincos.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, I can try to put a word in. I don't know if he likes me that much, though.
You do a show with him.
Yeah, well, I do a show with you. I don't know how much you like me.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Everybody, support Tyler Hero's Foundation. Honestly, it's a very good foundation. And I really am surprised the cereal's good. I'm enjoying it very much. T Hero Foundation, therofoundation.org. And we're going to finish this box of Hero's, and we're going to save one box for posterity, right? All right, we're going to save one box for posterity. Nice job, DJ Hawkman, and nice job, Solana and Lori, my wife, for running the camera here for the Instagram Live. All right, there you go. Another fun segment, food-related, of course. It seems to be our specialty on this show, but trying Tyler Hero cereal. Love that. All right, let me talk about the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs here. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. You can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They do happy hour till 6. And if you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings, salads, sandwiches. They do daily specials like ribs and pastas. Got to check it out. See for yourself. You can always grab your buddies after work. Head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, West Palm Beach, Hallandale Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. And you can get all the details, as always, on their website, which is CheetahSOFL.com. We'll take a quick break. The 4 o'clock hour on this special presentation of the Hawkman and Crowder Show. 4 o'clock hour next on Hawkman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Too many steps.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.